Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, a friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Brianna, and this is my show, Wild at Heart, only on WMUC FM College Park, where we play rock love songs. Today, since this is our second-to-last episode ever, we are doing a best-of episode. We're going to be playing all of my favorite songs I've played at one point or another during my three semesters on the radio, our own little best-of album. I tried to fit as many songs as possible that reference as many past episodes as possible, but I also have quite a lot to talk about today, including the Met Gala, Heaven by Marc Jacobs, JPEG Mafia's EP, and Summer Plans. We're going to start with the song I actually ended my first ever episode with, titled I Love Rock and Roll by The Jesus and Mary Chain. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get into it.
We'll be right back. wiener dog. Short shorts, cigarette, surfboard, ping pong, rugby ball, wiener dog. Skiing down on the beach.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And this is my best of episode, where I'm playing all of the best songs I've played throughout my three semesters on college radio. That was Sports by Viagra Boys. Before that was I Want to Sleep in Your Arms by The Modern Lovers. And before that was I Love Rock and Roll by The Jesus and Mary Chain. I said we were going to be talking about the Met Gala. I've got some hot takes. For those of you who don't know, the Met Gala theme this year, which the Met Gala obviously happened on Monday, the theme was super fine, tailoring black style. The dress code was tailored for you. And the Met exhibition that was showed during the Met Gala focused on tailoring and menswear, particularly in the context of black dandyism. Black dandyism can be seen as a form of self-expression, resistance, and assertion of identity with excessive concerns for appearance. So to me, it's really about individualism. And the fact that the black community, specifically black men in this context, have used fashion as a way to have control over the way they are perceived. Black dandyism celebrates and acknowledges the culture, but also individualizes it and gives people a way to express themselves through fashion, similarly to the way black individuals have expressed themselves through music or art. The tailoring dress code means when a look is perfectly tailored to you, no one else can wear it in the same way. It's made to suit you. I think this theme is so good. Because like I said, it honors those who paved the way, but also makes room for what's to come. Suits are timeless and have been worn as protection in a lot of ways. You know, big shoulders to show strength and a good fit to show power. So I think it's really cool. We saw a lot of modern versions of the suit on the carpet, with over-exaggerated shapes, a play on typical gender norms when it comes to women wearing suits or suit dresses, and men breaking down the suit to wear lighter or shinier fabrics, typically associated with femininity, and lots of just cool references. There was a lot of black and white when it comes to color palette, and not surprisingly, a lot of pinstripe. I wish I could show you pictures. This stinks that this is just the radio, but my favorites were A$AP Rocky and Teyana Taylor, who both not only reference Harlem in their looks, which is where a lot of black dandyism took place, but are both from Harlem and got to rep their home in the most fashionable way, of course. Coleman Domingo, who was one of the chairheads of the event, he had this huge blue cape overcoat thing that ate, and then he took it off and had the most gorgeous male suit of all time. I was silenced. He always eats. Zendaya's suit was tailored. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it was so well tailored. I wouldn't be surprised if someone told me it was a part of her body. You either, like, get it or you don't, because some people were saying it was basic, but, like, the tailoring of it all. And my other favorites include Tracee Ellis Ross, Alton Mason, Joni Turner Smith, and Tessa Thompson. But my favorite by far was Cabe Lame, I think is how you say his name. He wore Boss. It was so good. It was so, so good. And then I always pick a look when I watch the Met Gala that I would wear if I got to go to the Met. And I think her name is Iman Hamm or Haim. I don't know how to say it, but she wore exactly what I would have worn. And she also wore Margiela shoes, Margiela tabbies. They were so, so good. The worst dress list, my worst dress list, Maya Hawke. That girl is so pretty but can never eat a look. Amelia Gray. I want you guys to look at it and tell me what you think, because it was something for sure. And unfortunately, Joe Burrow. Those sneakers were awful, and I have spent all year getting on this platform and defending him, but this I can't, and honestly, I won't. I know he's an athlete, but his suit didn't even fit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, like, what you want me to say about that. And then Gayle King, I didn't like it all. But overall, I think this was a really good, well-dressed Met. Some icons who attended, who I need to shout out, include Spike Lee. Spike Lee, sporting a Knicks hat on the carpet as the Knicks were playing. So iconic. And then, side note, I was obsessed with the fact that Timothy Chalamet skipped the Met to watch the Knicks play. He's just too cool for this world. And then Andre 3000 was literally carrying the music industry on his back in the form of a giant playable piano that was strapped to his body. And Dapper Dan was also there, who is dandyism, and he showed out. So overall, I had fun judging the fashion. And thank you for listening to my little fashion rant, because I am a fashion girly at heart. When I was a child, my first ever, like, dream job, like, real, like, realistic. Okay, maybe not realistic. Well, like, real, like, not, like, just working at Toys R Us so that I could play with the toys and then also, like, sell them. Like, my first, like, real dream job was to be a fashion designer. And I took sewing classes when I was younger. But then I realized I don't know how to draw. So I kind of gave up on that. But I will always have a love for fashion. Next, we'll be playing a song from the Halloween episode by Jeffrey Lewis. Enjoy.
Attention. This is a crisis broadcast. There have been widely reported instances over the course of the night of massive numbers of human corpses rising from their graves to attack and eat the living. An emergency government team of scientists has been assembled to assess the ghoul situation and have determined that a ghoul can be killed by a disruptive trauma to the brain. Spokesmen have prepared the following scientific report. Please pass this information on to your friends and neighbors, and above all, remain calm.
This is a state of national emergency. Mind-blowing massacre at the cemetery. When the groundskeeper came to check out the place, they knocked him down and they ate his face. Little Billy Baker said he saw it first. 1,000 rotten carcasses climbed out of the earth. Now we're holding a crisis information meeting at the high school. And we say if you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. If you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. Come on, this is a state of national emergency. It's happening in Texas and in Idaho and in Tennessee. Hideous hordes of crumbling undead men are slaughtering and eating the population. We've just received word from Washington, D.C. It's every man for himself against the zombies. They say a high-powered, short-range weapon is a man's best.
shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. If you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul.
A middle class girl, she wasn't over her head. She thought she could stand up in the deep end. He had a bulletproof smile, he had money to burn. She thought she had the moon in her pocket, but now she's dead. She's so dead, forever dead and lovely now. I've always been told to remember. Never marry for love. He was hard to impress. He knew everyone's secrets. He wore her on his arm just like jewelry. He never gave what he got. He kept her on a leash. Not the kind of wheel you fall asleep at, but now she's dead. Someone to be, she made up someone to be from. This is one business in the world where there's no problem at all. Everything that is left, they will only plow under. Soon everyone you gone, and now she's dead, forever dead, forever dead, and lovely now. Everything has its price, everything has its place. What's more romantic than dying in the moonlight?
watching the sea. What's lost can never be broken. Her roots were sweet, but they were so shallow. And now she's dead, forever dead.
That is one of my favorite songs of all time. That was Les O's by the Unicorns. Before that was Dead and Lovely by Tom Waits. And before that was If You Shoot the Head, You Kill the Ghoul by Jeffrey Lewis. Before the break, we were talking about the Met Gala. But other than the Met Gala, my brother and I have been obsessed with the new Heaven by Marc Jacobs photo shoot. Heaven, for those of you who don't know, is like a Gen Z internet subculture-driven side project of Marc Jacobs. But they recently did a new shoot for these, like, tattoo-looking inspired pimple patches, which, like, do I need to spend $20 on pimple patches? No. But the shoot they did for it, I was screaming. It features tattoo artists that helped make and design the pimple patches, but it also featured Lil Uzi, Biba Doobie, Grimes, Baby Exosa, BB Trix, Netspen, Netspen's girlfriend Mazzy Joya, and Hamza from Slushy Noobs, which, like, every girl in her 20s is in love with Hamza, and of course I'm no exception to the rule. But recently I've been obsessed with Netspen's girlfriend Mazzy. She's so cool, weird girl, rapper girlfriend. I'm just obsessed. I was obsessed with the two of them going to, they went to a Lakers game with matching checkered print Vans, which, like, were so back. And most importantly, matching grills. And between them and the Met Gala, I've been obsessing over grills recently. I've been saying I wanted to get a tooth gem for so long. Maybe this is the summer. I don't know. I wanted one. But I was like, I don't know if my cheer coaches are going to be happy with me if I show up to cheer practice with a tooth gem. Like, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get back into some music because I want to get as many songs played as we can. This is The Magnetic Fields.
Take a sleeping pill and sleep back well, and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new, somebody not too bright but sweet and kind, who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this agony behind, which is just what I.
shutters. There is something I need to say. Don't wait till the neighbors start talking. Cut your hair and change your name. Grab the keys and start the Volvo. I don't care when the kids get home from school. I thought the marriage would be different. I guess it's a mirror held to me. Then I lied in other bodies. I guess you ain't did the same. Let us stray.
This is the best of episode of Wild at Heart, where we're playing all of my favorite songs that I've played previously in a past episode. That last song I played for my Ring Before Spring episode about marriage, which was pretty cool. And that was Where Were You, Where They Were Also by The Slaps. Before that was American Girls and French Kisses by Beach Slang, which I played on my Philly Goat episode. And then before that was I Don't Want to Get Over You by The Magnetic Fields, which I played on my breakup episode. I told you guys last week I would listen to the new JPEG Mafia and Flume EP, and I did. It was fine. Everyone has been hating on it, which, like, understandable. It felt unfinished and very scrappy, which, I mean, obviously it's only four songs, so it's a little hard to judge. I will say, though, hot take, I kind of liked the song AI Girlfriend. I know. I don't know if my music taste is just cooked or if it's the fact that I've been DJing more and I've been, like, using that song, but I like it. It kind of hits for me. I don't know. Also, side note, I didn't know Flume was Australian. I don't know. Was it always, like, obvious? Did everyone know this? Is Flume, like, Australian slang for, like, make sick music? Like, I had no, like, I don't know. I had never heard him speak before. And then when he started speaking, I was like, oh. Right. But going back to earlier, I started DJing again because my brother's friends from home started DJing and I can't let them be better than me. So I had to get back in the lab. But I said I would talk briefly about our summer plans. So this kind of goes right into that because one of our summer plans was having like a DJing competition thing, which I think could be fun. Or like a battle of the bands in our backyard, which I think could also be fun. We also talked about doing champagne brunch, which is classic. We do that. Well, we did that last year, so we're going to try and make it an annual thing. And then my family's having our annual Christmas in July party, of course, over the summer. And then there should be some grad parties, I think. I don't know. We'll see. And then I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. It's in July, and I'm turning 22, which is crazy. My Taylor Swift year. And my birthday was such a big deal last year because I obviously turned 21. So this year, I'm probably going to do something small and cute. We talked about having a summerween party, so like a Halloween party in the summer since we already have Christmas happening in the summer. We want to do another Flag Day Beer Olympics party like we did last year. Maybe a boxing match we were talking about. And then my brother and his friends have their birthday party, so we have to plan something for that. And then I really want to do a 70-themed party, like Dazed and Confused, because I just watched that movie and I really want that. And then we also talked about doing a murder mystery party, which could be in the works. So just a lot of nonsense for the summer plans, as usual. I can't wait to come up with reasons to party with my friends. Like, I'm so excited. But first, we have a Sharks and Minnows party. Yes, like the swimming game. No, I don't know what the party consists of. Yes, the invites were sent out literally a year ago. No, I don't know why. Yes, we will apparently be watching Jaws as well during the event. So I don't know. And yes, there will be three different DJ sets during the night. Not me, though. Don't worry. And yes, everyone I know is insane, but I can't wait. Sharks and Minnows party. Oh, and there's also going to be a ref and a lifeguard. And there's guest bathing suits. We have to bring your own goggles. I don't know. It's a bunch of nonsense. But I'm so excited to be back home with my people. But honestly, I don't know if we'll ever get there. I love College Park, but I feel so stuck here. My car is still messed up, so I can't go anywhere. And this week has been 8 years long. I told my parents yesterday, there has been only 2 weeks till graduation for what has felt like 8 weeks. I'm like, how many days can they fit in a week? Set me free, please. So hopefully summer's on the way. I don't know. Anyway, now we're going to play a song called Politicians in My Eyes from probably my favorite episode I've ever done, which was my go out and vote episode before the election. So enjoy.
Correct our cards alone, but face, but they do look stupid things that they use to touch at them because you're their biggest friends. Politicians in my eyes.
That was Business by Catfish and the Bottlemen. Before that was Come On Eileen by Texas Midnight Runners, which I played when my brother actually came for his guest episode when we talked about movies and music. And before that was Politicians in My Eyes by Death. We're going to do the quick movie section. I watched True Romance 1993, and it didn't do it for me. Apparently it was written, or at least partially written, by a teenage Tarantino, and I feel like you can tell it was written by a teenage boy. Sorry. The 2025 movie Your Monster was kind of a feminist masterpiece, surprisingly to me. And I also watched Closer, 2004, which was saved by the Natalie Portman. That girl can act, and I love her, and I love every character she plays. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. Please, please tune in to my last ever episode next week. I'm so sad and scared and excited, so we'll talk all about my emotions, I'm sure, next week. If you want to follow the IG before it goes away, it's at wild@heart WMUC on IG. And keep listening to WMUC, because this is where college radio is good radio. Thank you for tuning in to the best of episode. Hope you got some good tunes and maybe you recognize them from some previous episodes. And like I said, one last rodeo next week. I'll see you then. I'm going to leave you with Tiny Vessels by Death Cab for Cutie, which I played on my Am I the Problem episode, which is an episode where we went over my red flags. So update on my red flags. I don't have any. Right. See you next week. Goodbye. Hold on. Okay, bye.
This is the moment that you know that you told her that you loved her, but you don't. You touch her skin. She don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing.